Stop 4. If you turn and look back at the rear of the houses along Havelock Road, you can see that the terrace is interrupted by a block of flats.
In World War II, this area suffered badly from the bombing. Each of the two blocks of flats in Havelock Road mark the sites of houses destroyed by German bombs. The houses from 25 to 41 Havelock Road were demolished by an aerial mine, which was more destructive as it detonated above the ground.
In Jubilee Country Park, you can see the concrete circles marking the site of the Thornet Wood Heavy Anti-Aircraft Battery. It was one of a defensive ring of gun sites encircling London during World War II. There were 8 big guns and rows of huts for the reserve unit, 71st London Regiment, that manned the battery. One day, when we were playing in the Brickie, one of the ARP wardens approached us boys. He told us, "For God's sake, don't do what I'm going to do." And he took an incendiary bomb he was carrying and lobbed it into the pit. It exploded with a blinding flash of white light. And then the warden told us, "That could have been you." I can tell you, it fair put the wind up us boys. Arthur Shepbrook in 2015.
Bromley is not far as the crow flies from the World War II fighter station of RAF Biggin Hill, and with the anti-aircraft station locally as well, it didn't just suffer from the bombs.
On November the 9th, 1940, a German Heinkel bomber was shot down by anti-aircraft fire, and it crashed on Johnson Road, half a mile to the south of here, demolishing 2 houses and killing one of the residents. The bomber still had 30 live bombs on board, which had to be removed carefully by hand to the open space of Bromley Common and defused by 3 servicemen who were awarded George medals for their bravery.
From the bomber's crew, only the navigator survived. He was arrested when he parachuted into a field near Sundridge Park. If you're interested, there's lots more detail on the Chatterton History Society website.
Continue clockwise around the edge of the park until you reach a large sycamore tree on your left with a smaller aspen tree on your right.